So you're at some competitive contest for you. What were your thoughts overall?
Well, I keep on telling, I told the guys throughout the weekend, I think we grew up a little bit this weekend. We felt the win in our grasps and then kind of lost it out of our hands. But I think I'm talking with the kids, they're hungry now. I think they see that they can play competitive baseball. I mean, it was fun. It was really a fun weekend. We were missing our starting catcher, so we had a freshman behind the plate for two JV games and two varsity games, and then he ends up on the mound in the eighth and ninth inning of the extra inning game. And John Bassett, he just did a fantastic job for us. He grew up. He was a freshman that used to be our backup catcher all year, and due to circumstances, ends up having to play a lot. And the guys battled. They capitalized on mistakes of the other team. They were aggressive. And at the end of the day, I think that, win or lose, that's what we want to see. We want to just see competitive baseball.
The game I saw had some ups and downs. It had some probably errors you probably wouldn't want to see, but on the other hand, I think I saw a double play or two in there and some other highlights, some di a diving catch and.
Yeah, we had some amazing plays, and then we had some not so routine plays. We've been stressing for as long as I've been with the program, we've been stressing, let's make the routine plays routine. That's what baseball is. You got to make the routine play, make that an out. We call it a can of corn. If it's a catchable pop fly in the outfield, that can of corn should be caught. And we made the spectacular plays, but we struggled with the routine can of corn. And those guys expressed their desire to never let that happen again, which is pretty cool. And that was just them offering that up. That wasn't anything the coaches said. So, they, but on, Brecken Davis makes a spectacular play over his shoulder going towards the fence, bobbled the catch but caught it, and then we got a double play because the guy saw, wasn't listening to his coach and took off running when he saw the bobble, and we appealed the play and got the double play there. And then Max Morrell made probably one of the best plays I've ever seen anybody play catch on our field, going into very narrow territory and foul territory about halfway down the line in right field, and slid and snagged the ball at the last second, popped up, showed the umpire, and got the out. It was incredible, and that was probably one of the highlights for me. Just seeing he took a different approach down Ketchikan and went kind of body into the fence and hurt himself. So it was nice to see him realize there's a better way to do that. So we got really good pitching out of our three starters. Actually, let me go back to the JV game. Matthias Volk pitched an amazing game for us Friday night. Just complete control of the strike zone, really understanding how to pitch down, working down the mound, and kept the ball low. Loudon Sandhoffer pitched the first game, first varsity game, did really well for us for his first outing of the year. And, our senior got a lot of leadership out of him. And then Saturday, Sawyer Briner pitched a great game for us, really bringing a lot of velocity for us, but good movement on the ball. And then Thomas Durkin pitched in the extra inning game, got a full. I got 7 innings out of both Sawyer and Thomas Durkin, which was great. They extended themselves deep and got up to their threshold as far as pitch count goes. And the one thing we're gonna talk about, we don't have a lot of time to work because we turn around and play Wednesday night over in Sitka, is we have to do a better job of keeping the ball low in the strike zone, and we've been working on it all season long. But we elevated our pitches a little bit too much at times, and we ended up having balls, pretty good line drives in the gaps hit. And on Sitka's field, that'll really hurt us if we do that. So that's something we'll have to do a better job on.